This is a lesson originally given by Mia Siegel on July 13, 1977. The name of it is On the Side, Upper Torso Rotation. This is Laura Sebastian recording this lesson. Now please lie on the floor and stretch out your legs, have your legs long, and have your arms near your torso. And just scan now how you're lying and think about the length of your legs. Does one leg feel longer than the other? Notice the space under your knees. What's that space like? How does the right differ from the left? Notice also now your pelvis. And just see, does one side tilt a little more to the right or to the left? One side perhaps heavier? And now compare your shoulder blades. Does one shoulder blade feel as though it lies closer to the floor? And compare your ribs. Perhaps one side of your rib cage lies deeply on the floor and the other side does not. Just see how it is for you. Where are those ribs clear to you on the floor? Now, please roll your head gently right and left and feel the arc of your neck. The back of your head, what's that rolling like? And then allow your head to remain just in the middle and do a little comparison to see where is your right ear in relation to your right shoulder, and then compare it to the left ear in relation to the left shoulder. Does one feel closer to the shoulder? Just to see what that relationship is like. And then compare your right ear to the floor and the left ear to the floor. Is one a little closer, one perhaps further? And then please roll onto your left side. And you may want to place something under your head for support, perhaps a couple of towels or something if you feel like you need it. If your neck is okay, please leave that because there's going to be a lot of changes around your neck and shoulders. So now lengthen your left arm out in front of you, long, with a soft elbow. And then have the left palm facing toward the ceiling. And place your right hand on your left hand, two palms facing together. Now, slowly, just begin to draw your right arm a little longer than the left. And then bring it back again to meet the other. Just getting a sense of that length there. How does your head roll when you do that small action? And then begin to take the right arm longer than the left and bring it up in the direction of the ceiling. And then back to your left hand. And then the next time you do that, continue drawing your right arm up and bring it to be perpendicular with the ceiling. And then bring it back to your left hand. And then the next time you do it, do this again and allow your eyes to follow your hand and your head to roll and follow your hand as it goes up. Feel your breathing. Continue to do this action, again, following the hand with the eyes, and this time, bring your hand back a little behind you. Just taking it no longer at a right angle to the ceiling, but continuing a little behind. Follow it with your eyes. Allowing it to go slowly. And as you bring your arm back, don't let your knee lift. Just noticing the comfort of your rotation, the comfort of your turn there. That's fine. Come back and rest your hand for a breath or two. And now lift your hand to the ceiling again, but this time leave it perpendicular with the ceiling and roll your head to look at your hand. And now begin to take your arm toward the ceiling as though you're kind of sliding your shoulder blade across your ribs and up. And then bring your arm down and slide your shoulder blade back on the ribs back. Just lengthening and shortening your arm, shoulder blade rolling forward toward the ceiling and then away. And the elbow is not stiff, but the elbow is softer. So you have a soft elbow. And then come back and lie on your back for a moment. Please roll onto your left side once again. And slowly begin to take your right hand just a little forward of the left and then bring it up toward the ceiling and then just a little backward, following with your eyes. Following with your as your head rolls. Feel what's happening in your rib cage now. And is there any movement in your back? You see your head wants to roll as you do this. Let your head roll forward as your arm and shoulder roll forward, and let your head roll back as your shoulder rolls back. And then stop, lie there and rest for a moment. And now, here on your left side again, begin to draw your right arm just a little in front of the left and raise your right arm, bringing it toward the ceiling. Look at it. Roll your head and just see how far your hand is going back now. Now, this time, leave your head in the front, looking forward at your left hand, for instance, and then draw your hand back behind you without rolling your head. And just see what that's like now. now, then when you begin to bring your right hand back to the left, let your head roll right, like you're going to look over your right shoulder a little bit. Very fine. Now the next time you bring your arm back behind you, leave it back behind you and roll your eyes to the right and then roll them to the left slowly. And then roll your head and eyes to the right. And your head and eyes to the left, with your arms still back, lying somewhere comfortably behind you. Now, leave your face to the right and your eyes to the right for a moment, and then bring your eyes left and right slowly, easily, softly. And now roll your head and eyes right and left fully. And see, is your right shoulder coming a little closer to the floor? And now return your right hand to the left and then take it back again. Just see, it's a little easier. A little clearer when the head rolls, when the eyes roll. And then please lie on your back. Stretch out your legs. Do you notice any difference between the right and left side? Is perhaps one leg longer than the other, or have they evened out? And how about your breathing? Is it different on the right or on the left? Which lung is a little more smooth, perhaps a little more free? Is there any difference in your face, your mouth? And now, please lie on your right side. And feel free to put the towels under your head if you like. And if you don't need to, that would be fine and good. Bend your knees at right angles. And have your right arm extended on the floor with a soft elbow. And place your left palm on top of the right palm. And now begin to slide your left hand a little forward of the right. And just notice how is that in your head and neck and your shoulder. And then begin to raise your left hand in the direction of the ceiling. And how does this left side compare with the right side? Feel your shoulder blade. And now, the next time you do the action of taking your left arm toward the ceiling, let it go a little further back behind you and look a little back behind you. Breathe. And Just feel as that shoulder blade glides along your ribs. And please lie on your back. Take a little rest. How has your breath altered your legs? Anything different in your lowest ribs? Now, please lie on your right side again. And begin to raise your left hand toward the ceiling and keep it perpendicular to the ceiling. And now rotate your palm to the back, which means your thumb will come away from the ceiling. It'll go toward the floor and your palm will roll backward. And then roll the palm forward again and roll the palm backward again. And then forward again. And just notice as you roll your palm backward, does your arm get move in the direction of your torso? Or does it move in the direction of the ceiling? And now, the next time you roll your palm backward, let your arm get shorter and the shoulder blade go in the direction of your spine. And then when you take the palm forward, let your arm move in the direction of the ceiling. So you're just rolling your palm backward and the arm goes shorter and you roll the palm toward the ceiling, toward the front, and your arm goes toward the ceiling. Just that little movement. And notice your head. How does your head roll when your shoulder blade goes toward your spine? Can you feel it roll a little backward? Now, place your left hand on top of your right again and begin to take your left arm backward. And then allow the palm to somehow roll a little backward. As you look back and let your head roll, don't hold your breath. And then when you bring your hand to lie on the right hand again, just notice that there's a lengthening of your arm. And then just a few times, take your arm back behind you and let your head and eyes roll nice and simply. Head and eyes rolling, looking at the left hand as you take it back behind you. And then lie on your back, please. Observe your breath. How are your ribs a little different? Is it easier to roll your head right and left? Now, lie on your right side again, please. Stretch both arms out in front of you and begin to lift your left hand, taking it back. Look at your arm, see how far it goes back. And then bringing the left hand back to the right. And now the next time you bring your left hand back, leave your head looking forward. And just notice what that feels like in your neck, your ribs. there's a limitation. And now bring your left arm back and let your head roll with you. Now leave your head looking at your left hand somewhere behind you and bring your left arm again to meet the right, but leave your head back behind you. And then begin to bring your left hand back to the right and look with it. Bring your hand back to the left and look with it. Just see what changed. Pause and breathe for a moment, please. Now, lift your left hand and bring it backward and leave it there comfortably somewhere. Now, roll your head to the right and to the left with your eyes following. And just notice what happens with your left shoulder each time you roll your head. Now, let your head stay to the left somewhere comfortable. And just begin to bring your eyes slowly a little right and a little left. Just the eyes. Soften them. Let them be slow and easy. Just a little right and then left again. And then roll your head a little right and left, and look with your eyes right and left. And then begin to bring your left hand, place it on the right, and then look back behind you, just a test or two, just to see, has it improved, opened up? How do your shoulder blades lie? And then lie on the floor for a moment, on your back. And now, please lie on your left side. Your knees bent as before. And now, begin to roll your right arm, taking it back as before. And when it's somewhere back behind you, please put your right hand beneath your head. And now slowly raise your head and look in the direction of your right hip. And let your right hip move up a little toward your head. So it's as though you're bringing your hip and your head together. And what happens in your sacrum, in your hip? And breathe out as you do that, just like you're deflating a balloon. Breathe out as you do this. Notice your ribs on the left pushing into the floor. And then allow yourself to bring your head back. Put your right hand on top of your left. And begin to bring your right hand back behind you. Allow your palm to turn a little back behind you. Feel what happens in your right hip. Is anything different about your turn? Did anything change? And then please lie on your back and rest for a moment. Now slowly come to your right side. Bend your knees. Place your right arm long on the floor, left hand on top of the right, and begin to lift your left hand and look behind you. And then place your left hand behind your head. And raise your head and bring it in the direction of your left hip. Allow your left hip to move. Come toward your elbow, toward your head. And feel how the ribs on the right move and press into the floor. No need to strain or make an effort with it. Just take it easy. Lifting easily, lift your head. Feel the left hip. What's happening in your sacrum? Breathing out as you do it. And then let your head come down to rest. Place your left hand on top of the right. And begin to slowly take it backward. Look back at your hand. And look forward at your hand as it lies on the right hand. And then lie on your back for a moment, please. Stretch out your legs. How are your ribs changing? Do you find yourself breathing more sideways, expanding sideways? How about your low back? Has it changed? Your legs. And then please lie on the left side again. Bend your knees in front, both arms stretched out in front. And now begin to draw your right hand up toward the ceiling and then backwards and rest it somewhere on the floor behind you. And now here with your right arm behind you in this rotation back like this, begin to push your right hip a little to the left or a little forward. And feel what happens in the right side of your chest and in the right shoulder blade and back and spine. And then the next time you draw your hip forward, let the right shoulder raise a little bit. And then as the hip comes back, let the right shoulder move back toward the floor. And feel that sort of little seesaw or little diagonal or little tug somehow from the spine into the ribs. And now don't lift the right shoulder, but move your right hip forward a little. And just see, is it a little clearer what happens in that right side? Now, put your left hand behind your head and just slowly raise your head and look at the right hip. Breathe out. Then stretch out your left hand again, stretch out your right hand, and just simply bring your right hand back behind you. And how is it now? Lie on your back for a moment now, please. Then please lie on your right side. Bend your knees up. Bring your right arm out in front of you, left hand on top of the right. And lift your arm, take it back behind you and let your head roll. And then bring it back again. And then the next time you bring your left hand back behind you, leave it there somewhere comfortably. And begin now to take your left hip forward or to the right. And just see, feel what happens under the left shoulder blade, in the left rib cage, in the spine. And then as you take your left hip forward, let the left shoulder raise. And then as you bring the left hip back, let it go back just for a couple of movements. And then let the left shoulder remain back and bring your left hip forward. And then place your right hand behind your head and raise your head. Look at the left hip. And then use both hands to lift your head and look at the left hip. And then stretch your arms out in front of you and bring the left hand up and back and look at it. And just feel, is it even easier? Where do you breathe? And what's more free in your ribs and neck? And now, please lie on your back. Close your eyes, stretch out your legs, and just see how you're lying now. What are your legs like? The space behind your knees. Feel your shoulder blades, your ribs, your neck and your face. You feel the ribs much lower in your back moving. What else do you notice is easier? And then slowly come and stand. Feel what's different. And just simply look to your right and to your left. Allow your arms to go with you, your shoulders. Is it a little easier to rotate? And that concludes the lesson. Thank you.